We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, continuing our conversation here today. We're going to switch gears a little bit with Parks and Rec featured. They're featured the first Monday of the month here on In Focus. We've got three different guests in the studio, and I'll go from my left to my right, Alfonso Leyva, and tell me your title again, Alfonso.
Park planner.
Okay. And we've also got Molly Mayberry. What's your title there?
I'm the recreations coordinator.
Okay. And Zach Bayless?
I'm the recreation supervisor.
Welcome to all of you. Thanks for being here. Of course, Parks and Rec, busy time of year as it is always. The wintertime maybe a slightly less, I don't know. But we're going to talk about activities going on here during the month of January. And we'll start with Alfonso, first of all, and he's got some news about the Park and Rec Advisory Board.
Yeah, absolutely. Every first Monday of the month is our Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting. They're at the City Commission Room. About 4:30 is when it starts. Anyway, about today's agenda, we're looking at the Bicycle and Pedestrian Systems Plan. At this meeting, John Adam, he's a senior planner with Community Development, and Wyatt Thompson, Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation, will present the final draft bicycle and pedestrian system plan.
All right. Anything you can tell us about that?
Yeah. So this plan establishes a long-term vision to improve walking and bicycling in Manhattan and updating the previous bicycle plan that was adopted back in 98. And so this plan also updates the 98 Linear Trail Phase 2 Master Plan to coordinate recreational and active transportation uses for multiple use paths and trails.
All right. Where do you see maybe some of the biggest needs in our city for improvement there?
We went through a couple of exercises. We reached out to the community multiple times during our trail talks, and we got some input. People wanted to see a loop around Manhattan. Mm. Others, there was some disconnect perhaps from Northview and the shopping center. We recently completed the Old Blue River Trail in that instance, but that was like the highest called for trail access. And so we responded to that. We're going to try to get a little bit everywhere around the city. We'll see what we get presented tonight.
Yeah, and I've heard that, with that, especially that trail there down by Northview, I spoke to somebody in the past who said that eventually they'd like to see maybe that get paved if it were possible. Is that kind of the shared sentiments of the community members?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we met with Northview Rising team not too long ago, talking specifically about that trail. Evergy is actually going to be providing us some lighting out there as well. Mm. And so that's something that's going to be coming up. Also, we're looking to improve signage for the trail. Not many people know that it's there, especially if you're coming from Northview. We have signs over on the south side out by McCall. Definitely it's used very often, and something like paving concrete would be beneficial.
Yeah, especially given the year we just had with all the rains. As far as upcoming events,
Upcoming events. Let's see what we got. Cookies and Cocoa, January 18th. They're at the skating rink. Free drinks and snacks there all day, 1 to 7. We also have Hot Shots Basketball, February 1st. They're at Peace Memorial City Auditorium at 9, and that's grades 3rd through 8th. Groundhog Day Skate, February 2nd at the ice rink. It's buy one, get one free entry. And then the social media workshop there at the Douglas Center, February 6th, 6 to 7:30.
Okay, sounds good. Visit mhkprd.com/events for more details on those. Let's bring in Zach Bayless here, and he's got some information on special communities.
Yeah, thank you. Some things that many people might not know is that we have programs for individuals with special needs Monday through Saturday. We have cooking class that is held on Mondays at the Hy-Vee. Tuesdays is our bowling out at the K-State Student Union. Wednesdays is gardening, and also we have gardening on Saturdays. Arts and Crafts is Thursdays, and then we have our Friday Fun Night on Fridays. Majority of those are available for 5 years of age and older, with the exception of gardening. So individuals with special needs, 5 and up, can participate in those. And then we have special events, usually monthly, that happen. So for this winter-spring session, we have some, we're going to a K-State basketball game. We'll have a Valentine's ice cream social, St. Patty's Day dance, and an Easter brunch picnic.
All right.
And then our big focus we have every spring is a prom. And this spring we're going to have a Night to Shine, which is sponsored by the Tim Tebow Foundation, and Manhattan Parks and Rec and University Christian Church have partners together to provide that. It's for individuals with special needs, 14 years of age and older, and it's happening on February the 7th. So we encourage people to go ahead and sign up for that at mhkprd.com/register. And you can find more information at mhkprd.com/events, and it's on that page as well that you mentioned.
What a great event, and great different events, a variety of things here. Is it pretty cost friendly here if you want to sign up?
Yeah. Most of your classes are pretty cost friendly. The Friday Fun Night as well as the Night to Shine are both free. So we encourage people to just come out to those. And then all the other ones we do based off of the class that you attend. So you can register by day. You don't have to do it by month. And the prices vary anywhere from $1 to $7 per class. And then Bowling Blast, we do it by semester through the K-State Student Union just because it's done by games. So that's the only one that's a larger scale, but that's $80 a semester. Mm-hmm. But usually that covers 3 to 4 months of bowling.
Okay. And participation pretty good with this program?
Yeah, definitely. We range, some of our bigger events are like the prom and Thanksgiving. We usually have about 80 to 90 participants in those. And some of the more recognized ones like the Bowling Blast and Friday Fun Night usually have around 40 or 50 people in those as well. So it's they're good programs, well attended. And one more I didn't mention was Challenger Football. Challenger Football is a flag football program for kids with special needs, and that is held on Sundays, and that'll begin in April, and that program is free as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat things that people may not be aware of. There's also some cooking classes here that I see on the agenda.
Yeah, we have a great partnership with Hy-Vee. They allow us to utilize their kitchen that is on the second floor of their building. Since we are out of the community house now, many people know that community house is being sold, I guess. So we are at Hy-Vee, and that class allows a little hands-on experience for individuals. And it's a you get a little bit of life skills training with how to cook, what to cook, easy recipes. We have starting a pictorial cookbook that'll help people learn how to cook and what to use.
Okay, we'll take a time out. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Parks and Rec. You're listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN.